Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers urged to practice climate-smart agriculture. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, is urging farmers to be more open to using new technology to increase productivity while protecting the environment. Minister Vaz says climate-smart methodologies will allow farmers to be more productive and improve gross domestic product GDP. Mr. Vaz says farmers, particularly small farmers, have been utilizing cultivation methods that are not sustainable, especially with the advent of climate change.
Methods such as slash and burn agriculture for clearing land, excessive use of chemicals and weedicides and pesticides, farming on hillsides and other hazard-prone areas can lead to soil depletion, land slippage, and loss of crop cover.
Mr. Vaz was speaking at the launch of the Increasing Access to Climate Smart Agriculture IACA program in Sidanja recently. The IACA program is coordinated by the non-profit organization InMed Caribbean with support from the Inter-American Development Bank and the UNEP-DTU partnership and aims to train persons in aquaponics techniques over the next 4 years. Participants will benefit from training both online and in person in aquaponics, business planning and loan management, access to financing, working with local and regional financial institutions, and access to markets.
One of the goals of this project seeks to equip persons involved in the agriculture and fisheries sector with the necessary knowledge and tools to adapt to climate change while developing resilient and sustainable forms of agriculture.
Aquaponics combines aquaculture, also known as fish farming, and hydroponics, that is, soilless crop production, in a closed system while conserving water and space. The system uses up to 95% less water and 75% less energy than traditional farming methods and yielding up to 10 times more produce. IDB Chief of Operations Adriana Lavalle says her organization is eager to start working with local farmers in keeping with the objectives of the project.
We are very excited about this project and its potential to improve the lives of small-scale farmers in the agriculture sector in Jamaica.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Chink neba run till him see crowd. Translation, a bedbug doesn't reveal itself until it sees a crowd. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, your vulnerabilities are often exposed when you least expect it. A similar meaning is, some people tend to behave badly when they have an audience. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@gis.gov.jm. Connect with us at GIS News on Twitter, GIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.